Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're in overdrive with Larry Pinkney, black activist, WG.org. All right, you were getting into the power of humanity. Let's spend 5 minutes on that and then come back the final segment with you live here, getting into solutions. Larry Pinkney.
I want to say that I think that all of us, men, women, children, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all of us need to understand that if we're going to bring about change, to change things for ourselves individually as well as everyone collectively, that means we have to understand that the power rests with us, not with the government, not with corporations, but with us. We have to begin to communicate with each other. Does that mean we're going to agree 100% of the time? Absolutely not. We don't want robots. We want thinking, feeling human beings. And I think that's very important. Anybody who's in agreement with someone 100% of the time, somebody's lying. And we don't want liars. We want thinking, critically thinking, acting, doing people. So ultimately, Alex, I feel ultimately that I see good things in the future. I really do. I see good things happening. When I say good things, I mean people are waking up from being in a state of sheeple, if you will. They're waking up to understand that we're the ones who can change our lot. Okay? And to me, that's extremely important because, you know, I've heard people say, well, all you guys do, you just talk about all the bad things. Well, we don't just talk about the bad things. We identify those.
Well, the world is so beautiful and good. It's because I love all the beauty and the good stuff that the evil that's growing makes me mad.
Right.
It's like if you have a forest fire out back of your house. Hey, don't talk about the fire. Come in and have a beer. What's going to burn our house down if we don't put the fire out?
Exactly. Good point. I actually use that example myself when people criticize me for being on certain programs, including this one. And I ask them, well, what do you think about the substance of what the program was about? Oh, that was good. I said, well, if something does not compute, if that was good, the substance of what the program was about, what is your problem? They said, well, it's just that it's that program.
Well, I think they don't want the criticism by trolls. They misjudge the trolls attacking means you're doing good work, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
But if you're not being criticized, no one's looking at you. I mean, when you get a big group of people looking at you, you're going to get attacked.
Right, right.
It just goes with it.
And you know, that's what Brother Malcolm X said, too. He said it in almost exactly the same words. If you're not doing something for the people, you're not going to get attacked. But if you are, if you're serving the people, rest assured, you're going to be attacked. So we got to look at it from that positive.
Well, sure, that's what I'm saying is that I know I don't have all the answers. I hear stuff I say 6 months later, don't totally agree with it, because it's whatever mindset you're in or how you're saying it. You're like, oh, I wish I would have said it this way. But look, I'm not going to overthink it. They want us to all overthink it while they screw us
right. Consciously.
I'm just trying to get people out of their coma.
Right.
You don't have to agree with me. Wake up, man. Stuff isn't good.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's when I'm...
Get them out of that comatose state. You know, I hearken back to Brother Malcolm. Malcolm talks about how, you go to the dentist's office and the dentist shoots you up with Novocaine. Meanwhile, you're bleeding all over the place, but you don't feel it. You don't see it because they've shot you up with Novocaine.
That's a good analogy. I didn't know he does. Perfect.
Yeah, that was Malcolm.
Or deaden. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Oh. And, you know, and
then I say get rid of the deadening, or you say it.
Right.
You're causing pain. No, I'm getting the deadening away so you know what's going on.
Exactly. And can therefore do something about it. And, you know, it's like the analogy you used about the house. If the house is on fire and the neighbor says, well, forget that. Come, let's have a beer. Well, I like beer, but come on. The house is on fire, for crying out loud. That's a great analogy yourself.
Well, I mean, I liken it to banging on somebody's door and going, hey, your house is on fire. And they go, don't be so negative. And I'm like,
exactly.
I mean, it's
exactly.
Like, you know.
That's very good. I'm sorry. That is.
I mean, they started setting up police checkpoints on the highway, searching everybody like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People sued. They got upset. They ruled against it. They quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're back. It's like, don't be anti-police. I'm not anti-police.
Right, right, right.
A country that has checkpoints is North Korea or Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been to Mexico when you're driving to go see the pyramids and the military pulls over the bus and shakes the driver down and the driver gets on and is crying because they just robbed his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to live like that.
Right. Well,
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Pinkney, the information minister at one point for the Black Panther Party, a minister of the interior, just a really interesting political mind. He was getting into the power of the people and that we have the power. We were talking about getting people out of their comas and other solutions. In this 12 minutes, you've got the floor, my friend. Break down solutions, ideas, four people out there.
Right. And let me just say that historically, I want to be very correct about this. I was Minister of Interior for the Republic of New Africa, RNA, as we called it.
Yeah, I can't keep track of it all.
Yeah, I know. I was in it, and I still difficult for me. All right, I was a section leader in the Black Panther Party. I'm a veteran of the party, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the point is this. The people in this country, in this country have to be creative. We have to come up with our solutions. You remember in the first segment we were talking about Malcolm's analogy about the Novocaine being shot in people's gums, making us numb so we don't see or feel our pain. What we need to do after we get that Novocaine out, and what do I mean by that? I mean after we stop being couch potatoes, after we stop being disillusioned, after we stop being divided, and begin to understand.
Start taking it personal. The globalists are screwing us.
Right.
Instead of fighting with each other.
That's right. That's point one. And you know what? We can do that in a heartbeat. Individually and collectively, we can do that in a heartbeat. Is it easy? It's easier than you think.
Nothing. When somebody tries to push you around and rob your rights, you need to take it personal. They're trying to rob you of your most precious possession that a lot of people have fought and died for.
Right, right. And one of the things I have learned, and I'm still learning, I'm always learning, but one of the things that I have learned, especially in the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 years, despite all of my political background and organizing and blah, 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 I've learned that it is important for me to reach out to other people, especially those people who don't think like me.
Oh, no, they want to keep us in boxes.
Right, right. Okay. And I've learned that it's important for me to listen to that perspective. Because if I listen closely enough, I find out that there's a kernel in there that I agree with. I may not understand everything that someone is saying, but I got where I can get where they're coming from. I can understand their pain because I feel that.
And that's enlightening.
Yes, yes, and empowering. I hate that word because it's so overused and misunderstood. But in the real sense of empowerment, that's empowering. Because when I'm talking about from personal experience, you know, Alex, 3-4 years ago, if someone had said to me, you know, you're going to be speaking on with Alex Jones, I looked at them and I said, really? But the more I began to pay attention to InfoWars, and it is a war on for our minds, it is. I looked at that. I said, my God, that is correct. It's a war on for our minds. And when we understand this, we understand that we've got to do something about it. It's one thing to say, okay, it's a war on for our minds, but that's what you're doing. That's what InfoWars is doing. That's what the entire crew here at InfoWars is doing. Putting it out. Food for thought. Everyone's heard that expression. Food for thought. So solutions. Solutions. The solutions will not come from the top. They will come from the bottom. They will come from us. If we visualize a pyramid, what holds up that pyramid?
That's why the system is obsessed with anything that's really grassroots and tries to take it over.
That's right.
Because the power is really there.
That's right. And they know it. All right. The system knows it. The point is, it's time for us.
That's why they're so scared of citizens with cameras and want to intimidate them.
Yes. And by the way, doesn't matter. And you're so right. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Alex. You're so right. Doesn't matter what their ideology is or ideology is. I'm talking about these citizens with the cameras. They don't care. Right wing, left wing, liberal, whatever they call themselves. If you've got a camera, they're threatened.
And they're not threatened by a big news truck ever because they know that's on a leash.
Yeah, they control that. ABC, NBC, Fox, PBS. Hey, who cares?
It's Rob New got arrested on a hilltop in Pittsburgh with the media showing them attacking peaceful demonstrators after the G20. And they came up the hill and got everybody that was mainstream media and said, you can go. And they arrested Dew and roughed him up. He won a lawsuit against him. Good but you're like, oh, you're with InfoWars? You're going to jail, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That says that InfoWars is doing something right in a big way. Right. Correct. Human. That's what I mean when I say the people struggle. I say keep it up. Kudos to Rob.
Well, it shows the sides, though. It shows that they knew. Mainstream media is with us.
Right.
He's there with this another expensive camera up on a hill just like they were. You're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We got the video. They go, get on your knees in America. And G20's over for half a day.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to go to attack some college kids that were out in the park.
Of course, of course. And of course, the narrative is always reverse, isn't it? Think about it. It's the college kids. It's sort of like when and I'm not saying this to all cops. But I personally experienced, and I know many, many people of all colors have experienced, is like when some cops beat you up, then you end up charged with assault.
Oh, it's on video all the time.
I mean, it's not funny, but a sense of humor. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, man, you're going to beat me up. That's one thing. But then you're going to bear false witness.
Right. You're going to charge me with beating myself up. You know, it's like, wow, that's deep. You know, but.
Then they'll still do it when there's footage of it.
Yes. Yes.
And the jury will go, well, you did raise your arm after he'd already hit you 5 times. That's assault to block the blow.
Yes.
Have you seen the new things where people are convicted where the cop's fist hits you so his fist gets hurt and that's assaulting the cop?
Woo!
No, that's like Israel and Syria. Israel's in the Times of Israel. Says Israel will bring down Assad if he retaliates for further airstrikes. And they say, if you respond in any way, we will then carpet bomb you.
That is sick.
Think about it. Well, I'm going to bomb you, and if you respond, we're going to really invade you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is what we want to do anyway. Okay, but if you dare to defend
Syria for 2 years is laying there and taking our government and others putting Al-Qaeda in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the good news, I was reading the Israeli papers, half the comments are going, why are we funding Al-Qaeda?
Exactly.
Well, why? I mean, even the Israelis are going, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like seeing Syria lay there for 2 years and take it is finally getting through to people.
It is. It is. And that
Syria's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's...
What they're doing, their tactics, they're definitely smart. Because they I think they understood, at least some of them.
Well, no, it's admitted Assad reads InfoWars. Yeah, I'm not saying he's a great guy, but that's come out.
It's not a question of great guy, no great guy. It's a question of the people. The people. This is not a struggle in Syria of the people.
Al-Qaeda is killing the Alawite minority.
Exactly.
And the Christian, lining them up and killing them. That's turning all the people. I've talked to high-level Sunnis who would be with the Sunnis that are doing this, but they're doing war crimes, so the Syrians are now unifying against it.
Right, right. That's the power of the people.
It's backfiring. Why do psychos always think beating us and attacking us is going to intimidate us?
Because that's the way they figure that's what they think. Therefore, that's the way we think. But that's not the way we think. It's not the way we think. And we're not going to accept that narrative. We're going to be creative. And we're going to come up with our own narrative. And, you know, I was thinking as you were talking about Syria, I was also thinking about the same thing happened in Libya. Same thing. Destabilize, and am I saying Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi was good or bad? I'm not saying either.
Well, he was actually good for Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say it was for ego or whatever. He gave most of the money to build up infrastructure, and he was actually lifting Africa up.
Yes.
And he said the government's putting HIV in the shots, which they caught him.
Right.
I got to say, compared to the fact is he was definitely becoming a good guy. That's why they did it.
Yeah. Well, and also.
Well, I mean, they got his money to invest. He came into the West.
Right. Right,
said,
right.
I want to be friends.
But see, you destabilize the region. I don't mean you, obviously.
No.
This,
America.
This corporate government. It destabilizes a region. There's a method to their madness. They are quite insane, by the way. But there's a method to their madness. You destabilize that region. You send it in like a cancer to infest and to infest the area. The last thing that the Obamatrons and the Republicrats, Democrats, the last thing they want is a stable country, a stable government.
But Bush, just like Webster Tarpley and our other guests said, and Professor Griff, in Obama Deception 1 that we made 5 years ago, is that they got to have a black face to invade with AFRICOM, and we even predicted they're going to take over Libya and then have Al-Qaeda attack, and then have the West invade Africa to kill Al-Qaeda, but they won't even kill Al-Qaeda. They'll kill the groups they want, knowing Americans can't even find Africa on a map.
Exactly.
And so it's like, we're killing Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the government put Al-Qaeda in.
Right. They developed Al-Qaeda. They groomed Al-Qaeda. They made Al-Qaeda. They created Al-Qaeda. And
they arm Al-Qaeda. They put Al-Qaeda in.
Right.
And then say, we're going to invade Africa to get Al-Qaeda. Then they don't even go get Al-Qaeda. They go kill the group fighting Al-Qaeda.
Of course. Of course. And again, I smile. It's not funny.
It's sick.
It's sick. It really is.
It was an incredible crime against humanity.
Yes.
To do that to Libya.
Yes. But our power collectively. As a people, black, white, brown, red, yellow people, our power is knowledge. We know this. We know this. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to reach out. We're going to connect with each other. We're going to come up with ways and means. As Brother Malcolm said, we're going to go in the closet. But boy, when we come out of that closet, we're going to be united. And we're going to have our disagreements, but we're going to have them in the closet.
Well, I mean, look, it's a crime to go to a stable country, destroy it, and then engage in ethnic cleansing.
Right.
Black Africans, 40,000 climbed up and killed so far. Right. Did that wake up the black community to Obama? I noticed it woke up Farrakhan.
Yes.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out and criticized his brother Obama when they did that in Libya, because that really is a crime.
Well, it woke up to some degree some other folks too, such as Imari Baraka, former AKA Leroy Jones. But we'll see if it was genuine or not. I don't know. I can't say. Now, speaking for everyday, just the everyday black folk, okay, I think it is beginning to have an impact, especially among young blacks who are going, well, wait a minute, something doesn't compute here. We're over here, we're bombing, but somebody's got to tell them. That information has got to be gotten to them. They got to understand Libya is North Africa. They got to understand Somalia is East Africa. They've got to understand that what is going on. And when you look at Syria, where is Syria in relation to Africa? It's not on the African continent, but it's extremely close.
But again, I'm not from Africa. Well, I guess originally everybody is. But the point is, I have empathy. In fact, I would tell young black folks, why do you only care about something in Central Africa?
Exactly.
I mean, I care about if they're committing a war crime in Libya or in Syria or in Jordan or in the Balkans.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't care who it's happening to. If it's wrong, we'll be right back. Let's do some more.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new aquamedic advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Segment with Larry Pinkney. It's hard to get off air with him. And I think you're going to be on the nightly news soon. I don't know if Jakari Jackson's doing it or who's doing it, but you're invited to that. I don't want to exhaust you too much. We're going to get some good Austin Puerto Rico here, and then we're going to do an interview for Obama Deception too. Obama, as Cynthia McKinney has said, and others, it's not that he's a lesser of two evils. He's a more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And when the whole evil globalist culture says he's our savior, I knew, oh, my gosh, get ready. They're going to be able to run the whole thing here. But you know, I mean, I knew about some of your early on past Marxist-Leninist type stuff. People would ask me, why would you have Larry Pinkney on? Because I've watched over the years how you've expanded. You were describing it as populism. You know, seeing these are all tools of control. What is your view now politically? Because now you, go ahead.
Yeah, well, as you and I were talking about, Alex, the bottom line is, yes, I studied Marx-Leninism, Marxist-Leninism, Maoism. Yeah, I studied these things. But the more I began to and that doesn't mean that I don't have some respect for some aspects, but I evolved, and I'm still evolving. I'm evolving into a peopleist. A populist. You see, any kind of ideology, be it right-wing, left-wing, or anything.
It's always going to go to the individual.
Yes,
and
that's it.
But it's an individualism where you love the individual, but then it creates a true diverse collectivism, not the false collectivism. Notice the big mega banks are always funding communism, because, just like Carol Quigley said, it's another central control, mm-hmm. like fascism.
Mm-hmm.
So have you evolved? I'm not saying I have all the answers, but have you evolved to the fact that it's got to be individual, but individuals have to then band together, and that basically more of a real libertarian philosophy, not the fake corporatist where it's a corporate collectivism. See, I mean, all these terms mean nothing.
Right, right.
How would you describe yourself now, then?
I would describe myself as moving very strongly and quickly towards populism. All right. This is why it's so important for me to be able to speak and communicate with anyone from any ideology, any ideology. Okay, I refuse to be narrow. Oh, it's got to be a Marxist-Leninist. Oh, it's got to be dialectical materialism. Oh, it's got to be. It's like, please, please.
You want to get out of the box.
Yes, we've got to all get out of this box if we really want change. Now, if we don't really want change, then stop the BS. Stop the BS. Please, please, please. Be honest and say, I don't really want change. I'm comfortable where I am. I'm comfortable intellectually masturbating. I like that. Okay, be honest. But no, I believe that if we are going to have people change, then we better get the heck out of the box. The sooner, the better.
Exactly. We don't want to replace one crony capitalist system with a crony communist system. We want to, I mean, I say, get back to the Enlightenment, the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. It's all about breaking up the cartels and empowering the individual.
Right.
And that's what they're scared of.
Right.
Carol Quigley said, we like fascism, we like communism, we like socialism, we like it all because we can buy off whoever's in charge. Just like they didn't like Gaddafi because he created a socialism, but it actually delivered 90% of the stuff to the people and built infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want a communism where it's a bunch of royal commies up in their little command center. Everybody else are slaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's a very, very important point that you just made. You see, any kind of ism, capitalism, communism, socialism, ask yourself what they really mean. What does that really mean? It means your description, I'm going to have to keep that one in mind. Watch this program, because I like the way you describe that. They want a palatial elite, if you will. They don't mind if they have a palatial elite, whether they call it communism, capitalism, socialism, whatever other ism they're going to come up with next. But we, the people, have got to understand that if we are to really empower ourselves, I use that word again, but if we really do empower ourselves, we have to dispense with that. We have to reach out to each other. We have to be honest, which is why I began earlier in this program. I began by saying, Alex, where is the so-called left now that drone man Obama is bombing and killing and maiming? Where is he?
They feel like they're in charge now, reflected glory, so they bought into it.
Right, right. So what is that? What is that? That's hypocrisy. That's deceit. It's hypocrisy. It's not being principled. We have got to be principled. That's more important than any idiot.
Exactly. If a Republican was in charge doing this, I'd be against them.
Right.
If people say, well, why are you bashing Obama? Well, back when I didn't like Bush, I was a communist. Now I don't like Obama. I'm a right-wing racist extremist. There's nothing to do with that. I want justice, and I want to get our Bill of Rights and Constitution back, and I want to get true independence back because it creates so much wealth. Our only problem is our kids become decadent slobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing turns loose liberty like people being able to be upwardly mobile. And the mega cartels do everything they can to block that. We're out of time. Larry Pinkney will be back on the Nightly News. We're going to exhaust you today. We're going to interview you for Obama Deception 2 next, and then we're going to get you on the Nightly News if you want to do that. And it's just great meeting you in person.
Thank you so much. You know I love being here.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, black activist, WG.org. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Go see the Mike Judge teaser.
Hi, this is Hank Hill. You need to listen to Alex Jones.
That's up on Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's Infowars.com. And yours truly, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. All right, folks, we are joined by Joseph Curl, political correspondent, White House reporter for The Washington Times, broken some of the biggest stories in the last 20 years politically, and that's why he also is one of the heavy hitters, the few, the proud, the drudges, over at drudgereport.com. Who can say that? Not many, ladies and gentlemen. And I introed this with "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet," because when you have Congressman Devin Nunes coming out and saying, look, they were spying on the cloakroom and Congress, and that's a separation of powers violation. Well, yeah, can you imagine if the Congress was spying on the White House with illegal wiretaps? And he's like, does that rise to impeachment? I don't know. Does Charlie Manson cutting babies out of Sharon Tate's stomach rise to murder? I mean, it's just, it's like, well, it is the president. You know, maybe he's allowed to. I mean, even the Republicans cannot get hardcore with things that are just out in the open, because our normalcy bias is to accept anything. It's like we have mass Stockholm syndrome. But let me tell you, political catastrophe, political Waterloo, political rigor mortis is setting in to the Obama administration with, I don't know, I don't remember, I know nothing, I'm Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, with all of them. They're being caught lying on Benghazi, the IRS spying, the whistleblower persecutions, the wiretapping, all of it. They're in deep trouble. And that's why you've got Bill Press saying, you know, the attorney general needs to step down, and Obama, and Chris Matthews says his leg doesn't get the tingle up into his, you know, groin anymore over this. And all of these people are running scared. The Atlantic Wire, that basically is a White House organ, says, is the end of the Eric Holder's tenure at the Justice Department. It's not enough to throw him under the bus. Not enough to go, all of them, okay, they need to go to jail. These guys make Nixon look like an angel. Compared to the things they've done and what they've been caught doing. And joining us is Joseph Curl of the WashingtonTimes.com and DrudgeReport.com, the guy who really has the inside scoop. Will it be Benghazi? Will it be IRS gate? Will it be spy gate? Will it be intimidation gate? Will it be perjury gate? Will it be, can we bring back Fast and Furious now? Will this bring down Obama, and what do you expect him to try to do to stop it? What is the inside intel directly from the belly of the beast, the District of Criminals, Joe Curl?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
The most fascinating thing that's been happening so far, the thing that really intrigues me out of this whole, now this train of messes, but as you mentioned, Fast and Furious is still hanging out there. We've never really gotten any answers on that, but the most amazing thing, and it just keeps happening, is the lack of accountability from the administration. It's really, you know, my buddy over at the Washington Post, Dana Milbank, wrote today that the Holder seemed almost proud to not know anything. You know, what you've got over in the Justice Department now is he recused himself from this whole AP, you know, seizing the phone records of the Associated Press, and he literally sat in front of congressmen and just said, I don't know anything. I mean, he was called in front of Congress, and then he said for 4 hours, I don't know anything. And then you've got Hillary, she's not involved in, doesn't know anything about Benghazi Gate. You've got, you know, now we're hearing that the White House is trying to spin the whole IRS mess as a couple of low-level guys in Cincinnati who were just rogue operators who were doing something, nobody knows anything. The weirdest thing, and I was talking to my dad the other night about, he remembers all the way back to Eisenhower and Truman, and he was saying, you know, Harry Truman had a big placard on his desk that says the buck stops here. Right now, we don't know where this buck stops, but what Obama keeps saying is, it sure as heck doesn't stop at me.
Well, we know where the buck stops. I mean, Obama gets his orders from the big unions, from the big foreign banks. He gets his orders from basically the socialists, the Communist Party. He gets his orders from the big tax-free foundations. I mean, he gets his orders from the heirs.
Right. And they're spending all of their time and effort. You know, I think it's not ludicrous to start talking about Richard Nixon, because this is the classic, and I wrote a column about this a couple of weeks ago in the Washington Times, the classic conundrum of the second term. These guys all get a message, all the way back to Eisenhower, you know, with the U2, and then you had, you know, Reagan had Iran-Contra, Clinton, of course, had Monica, literally, and you had Bush, who had his own problems and messes going on, and now you've got Obama with this. It's the biggest problem, and the way you can talk about Nixon in the same breath with Obama, even though these things are just starting, is it's all the cover-up of how they deal with the information, what is out there. We're starting to hear weird little things that, you know, this IRS stuff was actually known years ago within the IRS and weeks ago at the White House, but nothing ever really came out of it until right before. The only reason they eventually put this out, or put it out when they did, was that the Inspector General's report was about to come out. They knew it was about to break anyway, so they had to dump it. So, yeah, it's very strange what's happening, and it really makes me wonder, you know, this is an administration that hasn't really had any scandals. All of a sudden, they've got three scandals going at the same time, and I think I sent you a message the other day saying, you know, Benghazi is the big one. And it wouldn't surprise me if they had these scandals hanging around and they just dumped them out to try to obscure the real scandal, which is Benghazi.
Yeah, and then we talked on the phone. You said Benghazi is the big one, but you were saying, at least a few days ago, you expect the IRS deal to be the one that actually could bring them down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one that really crosses over. You know, that's getting right into Nixonian stuff. That's what Nixon was doing. Nixon was using the IRS to literally target his enemy. He was telling the IRS to go out and get my enemy. Now, you know, the real question is going to be, Where does this come down? And, you know, guys, presidents have gotten better and better at plausible deniability and not leaving any fingerprints on anything. So the question is, will this ever be traceable back to Obama? And the answer is probably not. But the thing that's most striking to me is, you know, this is a culture now, a culture of corruption that's endemic to this administration and administration-wide. I mean, we're seeing it across all of these different agencies. You know, when you have the Justice Department coming in and saying, I don't know what's happening, you have the Attorney General saying, I don't know what's going on in my own building. And I recuse myself from this major thing, so I just had some underling doing whatever it was he was doing. You've got the Secretary of State saying, I don't really know what happened that night in Benghazi. You've got the IRS. We don't know what happened. The President doesn't know what's happened. Nobody seems to know what's going on.
Well, by the way, Joseph Pearl, they have a new witness, Hillary and Eric Holder, and all of them announced they're going to have a special spokesman now testify for them, and he's going to come on the show with us right now. This is the White House's statement on any further scandals.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
So there you go. That's the new White House press secretary.
I know nothing. I mean, it was really shocking yesterday. I loved that, you know, CNN and MSNBC, they were still doing their OJ reports and their little lighthearted things. And here you've got the Attorney General testifying, saying, I don't know what's happening in the Department of Justice. I don't know what's going on there. I had it, but I have no idea what's happening.
And by the way, as you know, just over the weekend, they were arrogant, saying it's no big deal. The Democrats were, you know, defending it on MSNBC. Good, we need to persecute Tea Parties. Now they've just sacked the IRS commissioner today. Now Democrats, what does it signify to have Chris Matthews of Slimeball, to have Bill Press, to have all the Atlantic Wire running from Obama and Holder right now? Are we seeing the beginning of a rout? What is the atmosphere there in D.C.?
That's another fascinating part of it. What he's got, you know, whatever I think of the media and how they, what they did in the second, you know, the re-election campaign, the coverage that Obama got. I mean, remember we had unemployment, you know, hovering around 8.5%. The economy is terrible. Everything that, you know, Obamacare is going to be a nightmare. Everything that was happening really should have been, you know, fatal for a president trying to get re-elected. But the media was the one that, you know, unified behind Obama to continue to sell him. I think what is beginning to happen right now is the media is starting to look at this president and go and say collectively, boy, we backed a big-time loser, and if we don't get off this guy, pretty soon we're all going to go down with him. I mean, this is, you know, liberals like to say that Bush's presidency was the worst ever. It certainly wasn't, and I think we might really literally be looking at one of the worst presidencies in the last 100 years. I mean, we're going to end up, right now the recession is longer than the Depression, the Great Depression. It's longer than the recession that followed the Great Depression. The job numbers are terrible, and then we've got all this corruption. corruption and all this crazy stuff going on.
Could you say this is the I know nothing administration? Because they say, oh, the economy's great. They lie about everything. And why do you think suddenly things are turning against them? I mean, I agree with you. There was kind of a hope that other scandals that they think are more survivable, other than lying about a stand down so people can be killed. But I mean, even that, going from crisis to crisis, I have a sense from afar watching this that this could really end in the impeachment of Obama, you name it. I mean, what's your gut?
That's what's been really interesting to me, and I didn't send you a message on the IRS thinking that was a really big one, but it was before I really started to think about the way this is going to play out, and we're seeing it play out right now. I mean, yesterday Obama looks, you know, trying to look like the take charge guy. He makes it sound like he's just heard about this, even though we're hearing that he actually knew about it for several weeks in the White House. So what he does is he comes on TV last night, and he says that he asked his Treasury Secretary to request the resignation from the IRS head. Now, the IRS head, he's only the acting head of the IRS. He's only been in there for a while, and his term was ending in June anyway. So I wasn't really thinking how this thing plays out. So what you have there is you've got a low-level, do-nothing guy who's not really responsible for this, who he now loses his job. And they're going to end up fobbing the rest of this stuff off on these rogue IRS agents in Cincinnati. So that scandal is going to come and go. And you've got on the phone record scandal, you're basically going to have, I mean, maybe this deputy attorney general will be canned over at the Department of Justice. But Eric Holder's going to, you know, it looks like right now, stay above this whole fray. I doubt that Obama's going to kill his good buddy over there and let him go. So these things will play out for several more months, but in the end, you're probably just going to have some lower-level guys fall on their swords and disappear. And that's what started to make me wonder if this isn't all there to obscure Benghazi.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, that's when we talk on the phone. That's what I think is going on. Is Benghazi? There was a stand down. A bunch of the military were there and witnessed it. Now they're putting out selective emails with 2-day gaps. I agree with you. It's Benghazi that is really what they're afraid of. What's the word on that? Are they going to get away with that as well, or will they politically be destroyed and be a total lame duck now, but criminally get away with it and just kind of drift into the future?
Yeah, I do think. I mean, you know, remember that was more than 6 months ago on September 11th, 2012. So the media couldn't care less about that story until the Weekly Standards, Stephen Hayes pulled all that stuff up and threw that out there. They about the emails and about the, you know, who was saying what at the time about the video and about the spontaneous demonstration, which never, you know, neither of those were ever involved. So the really interesting thing is going to be how, that's what I've been noticing, is how do they change this subject from Benghazi? Because Benghazi is reaching critical mass now. So how do we get off Benghazi? Well, let's throw them a couple of scandals that will really consume Washington. And Washington, far more interested in the IRS scandal because they're newer, and the phone scandal than they are in Benghazi. And then the last thing that's fascinating is the White House. You know, they don't know anything about, you know, the White House spokesman doesn't know anything about the AP phone scandal and pushes that over to the Department of Justice. They're outraged over the IRS thing, and they're taking action on that. But on Benghazi, they dismissed it as just a political witch hunt. And that, again, strikes me as that's what they want.
Their jihadis killed everybody, and they ordered a stand down, and a bunch of missiles are missing. And finally, Fox News was covering that over the weekend. So, you know, my gut tells me, Joe Curley in Washington Times joining us, my gut tells me, though, that they'll be lucky if they're just politically destroyed and then powerless for 3 years. But I don't even see that happening. I smell blood in the water, and I think even starting new wars is not going to politically get them out of this. I see a total loss of confidence in them. All the Democrats I know finally hate Obama. and finally are apologizing to me for saying he's a crook. I mean, you know, you're more of a journalist, so you stick to what you can 100% prove. I'm a journalist and a pundit, and I can say as a pundit, I think Obama is politically rotting. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I think you know, there was question as to whether he was really ever going to get anything done with, because remember, he's the one who's created this poisonous atmosphere in Washington. He's the one who has literally spent 4 years haranguing Congress and blaming everything on Congress. Well, now he needs Congress, and you're right. The Democrats, even some Democrats now, are starting to shift on Obama and abandon him. So yeah, I think politically he's done. I think it's, you know, he's not going to get anything through Congress again. And I think this immigration thing is going to fall apart. I think he wants to get done are going to fall apart, because you're beginning to see even Democrats are beginning to wonder about this guy, and they don't have his back anymore. And that's the problem that Obama always had, is that he's been so aggressively critical of Congress that he doesn't really have any friends over there. He doesn't talk with them often. He doesn't, you know, meet with them privately. And
I thought Bush vacationed a lot. Obama's like vacationed something like double what Bush did, and seems completely disconnected and arrogant.
Well, if you know this, and I'm sure your listeners have noticed, that has also been kind of the talking point that's been coming out of Washington, is he's so bright, he's so intellectual, but he has this problem that Spock has of just being disengaged. He's not emotional because he is so intelligent.
Hey, I tell you what, Joe Curl, The Washington Times and DrudgeReport.com, do 6 more minutes with us on the other side. I want to come back and finish up this thought and ask, what's the other big scandals that Mitch McConnell talks about?
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You'll need
I think the degeneration of Obama and how they tried to sell all this collectivist tyranny is trendy. I just think there's a total collapse in confidence in it. And that's going to go for Republicans as well if they don't deliver liberty. That's why Ted Cruz is rising like a rocket. Rand Paul is rising because they're delivering. And the empty demonization, calling Ted Cruz a bully, calling Rand Paul a kook for pointing out the UN treaty, puts the UN over our guns, it isn't working anymore. And you were finishing up your Spock point. And then I wanted to ask you, what's the next big scandals on the radar and other tidbits, Joe Curl of DrudgeReport.com and the Washington Times.com. What else do you expect to see? What other key nuggets would you like to reveal to the listeners?
Well, I will tell you that, and I tweeted this out a couple of days ago, I have a source at the CIA who said, there's another shoe to drop, and I asked him, you mean there's a fourth shoe? And he said, yeah, at least a fourth shoe, maybe a fifth shoe. So there are things out there. I mean, I think it's not inconceivable that there will be something to this whole, you know, apparently the phone records that were subpoenaed not only had to do with the Associated Press, but had to do with their phone lines in various different places, including in the House, and including phone calls that may or may not have been made from the House cloakroom. Now, the House cloakroom is where, you know, members of Congress, members of the House, will go to really do the inside behind the scenes horse trading, where they really talk about, they really talk far more candidly than they do on the floor. Probably than they do in lots of other caucus meetings and things like that. This is where it gets out of the nitty gritty that they really make deals in the cloakroom where a lot of bills are finally agreed upon. So if they're inside that place, that means that they're inside the halls of Congress. They're literally hearing negotiations on bills and legislation, which is again a frightening cross over the First Amendment and constitutional rights. So I think there's something there. I still think, you know, Benghazi, despite the fact that they want to dismiss it as a political witch hunt, and that's how they turn on everything, is that, oh, this is all this political. Well, everything's political, especially with this White House. This White House makes everything political. So there's where we're going to see, you know, more information coming in. It was very smart of the White House yesterday to dump out those emails, because what they did was they put out a selective amount of emails, something like 94 emails that, as you mentioned, don't even begin until 67 hours after the attack. And we don't know very much at all.
So almost 3 days, but the lapdog press isn't even pointing that out. They're going, see, this shows they didn't know anything. See, they are idiots.
And see, that's also brilliant by the White House that wants to do this, because when the GOP comes back and says, well, you know, hey, how about the rest of this information? They'll go, look, we're giving you all, you know, that's what Jay Clinton likes to do. They've turned over thousands of documents. You know, like, now you can tell it's a political witch hunt, because it's never good enough. Whatever we turn over, it's never enough for this crazy lot of Republicans. Well, they're turning over emails that were sent 67 hours after the attack, which means they probably by that point, you would assume, have gotten their story straight.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, no, that's what the Petraeus email's about, is he goes, I don't like the talking point, the narrative I've been given. It's not true. So they even left that in there. Maybe they're lazy or stupid. This is such a cheap trick, though. I mean, this would be like if I was going out of a parking garage and they wanted my parking ticket, and I said, you know what, I don't have that, but here's a phone book. And they went, no, I want the parking ticket. Hey, I gave you a phone book. That's thousands of pieces of paper. Hey, listen, Joe Curl, people can follow your great columns, what, at Political Theater over at the Washington Times, and a lot of it appears, what, Monday mornings at DrudgeReport.com. I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for all the time, bro. Thank you. We'll see you. There goes Joseph Curl. Great guy. Great reporter. All right. We'll be right back with hour number two. A ton of news inside the drug war and more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.